Women focused Satya Micro Capital Limited has raised 43 crore, $6.27 million, in equity funding led by new investor Gojo and Amp Company Incorporated, a Japan-based firm that holds stakes in micro lenders, said a press statement released on Monday. And NBSP. Existing social impact investor Diavikas Capital Private Limited also participated in the round, said New Delhi-based Satya Micro Capital. Through the round, Gojo acquired 25% stake in the micro lender. The lender aims to use the funds to expand its presence across its existing geographies as well as foray into new geographies and diversify its loan book. Satya Micro Capital, which started operations in January 2017, provides loans to small entrepreneurs in both rural and urban areas. Its joint liability group model mainly focuses on women, with their husbands acting as co-borrowers. A joint liability group typically comprises of 5 to 10 individuals jointly seeking a loan. And NBSP. Satya Micro Capital has 55 branches across 55 districts in 11 states: Assam, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Odisha, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, and West Bengal. It had a loan book of 275 crore as on 31 July 2018, the statement said. Vivek Tiwari, Managing Director and Chief Executive of Satya Micro Capital, was earlier Chief Operating Officer at microlenders Satin Credit Care Network Limited. For the funding round, Mumbai-based advisory firm for private equity investments, Vidura Capital, acted as Satya Micro Capital and SQO's consultant. In October last year, Diavikas Capital spent 16 crore, $2.4 million, for around 25% stake in Satya Micro Capital. This was followed by Satya Micro Capital raising 11.48 crore, $1.7 million, from existing investors through a rights issue in June 2018. Gojo and Amp Company is a Japan-based holding company of microfinance institutions. The company has subsidiary microfinance institutions in various countries such as Cambodia, Sri Lanka, and Myanmar. In India, Gojo and Amp Company had invested in an Ahmedabad-based firm called Ananya Finance for Inclusive Growth Private Limited. India and SQO's microfinance industry, which has attracted loads of money from private equity, venture capital and social impact firms, is thriving as growth in its total loan portfolio accelerated last year. The total outstanding loan portfolio rose 27% to 136,633 crore, $21 billion then, at the end of March 2018, a tad faster than 26% the year before, according to data collated by Microfinance Institutions Network. Like this report? Sign up for our and NBSP daily newsletter and NBSP to get our top reports.